Dougal Howard. Siren sounds, and the Saints on a Friday night have knocked off the reigning premiers by 40 points at the MCG. What a night for the St Kilda Footy Club.
Saints by 15 at quarter time, 21 at the half, 36 at three quarter time. In the end, 40 point winners. So they won every single quarter against the reigning premiers, 9-8-62. The Tigers, 2 goals, 10-22 in front of 14,787 people at Chew. The last time Richmond kicked only 2 goals in a match of AFL VFL football was?
Yeah, 1975 against the Hawks, and it's their lowest score at the G since 1927, Howie.
Tough night for the Tigers. Cracks or just a rough, tough night, Nate?
Oh, look, you don't want to write off a champion side too early, but I think they're cracks at the moment. But Damien Hardwick has got some real issues that he needs to address, and that is how they're moving the ball out of the defensive 50, which has always been their A1 movement. And they just put so much pressure on the opposition that they get the ball in good spots. And then the fact that high balls this year going inside their defensive 50 have normally been dealt with. There's been at least 3 games this year where they've been very vulnerable in the air in the defensive end.
Luke Dunstan, Daisy Pearce, courtesy of the host broadcaster Channel 7.
Some good footy in patches, and then obviously some really, really poor footy for the second half. So, yeah, it's pleasing tonight that we were able to put 4 quarters together and, sort of sew the game up, which was good.
So what happened during the bye? Because before it, you got knocked off by the reigning Wooden Spooners and you've just beaten the reigning premiers. What changed? What did you do in the time?
Not too much. I mean, we've obviously had some pretty honest conversations, as they sort of tend to happen when you're playing the footy that we were dishing up. So we sort of just made a commitment to each other that we're going to come out for the sort of back half of the year and commit to 2 things, and we did those pretty well tonight, I think.
What's your skipper like in those moments? We're going to talk to him in a minute. We know what his footy's like. He's reliable, he's tough, he's skillful. How did he hold up over the last couple of weeks?
He's been pretty good. I'm obviously pretty close friends with him, but I think he's going right. It's obviously not the way that he is wanted to pan out so far, but yeah, we want to try and turn that around for him.
But what I mean is, what type of a captain is he in those moments?
Oh, he's obviously lead by example. He's a pretty quiet sort of bloke if you get to know him. Very humble and sort of within himself, but he just wants to lead by example, and he did that pretty well tonight.
And after tonight, I'm sure it does a lot for your belief. Are you still talking finals?
We've sort of put that away for now. It's more just sort of getting back to playing the footy that we want to play, and if we can do that, we'll give ourselves the best chance.
Well, well done. Well done on your own game as well.
Thank you.
Thanks to Daisy and Luke. The Mac family has arrived at Macca's. Get a free limited edition glass with every medium or large Mac family meal. Get it as part of your Friday night footy feed at Macca's. It is a 40-point margin the way of the Saints. Stick around. The song, the votes. Who's got the votes?
Jokes. Yep.
And a nice summation of what we've heard tonight. St Kilda 40-point winners over the Tigers, who only kicked 2 goals for the night. 9-8-62 to Richmond 2-10-22. St Kilda by 40 points. Plenty more still to come. We'll check with our relays. We might even open up to the callers. McDonald's and Remote Water, Triple M Rocks Footy. Covers Clang as Amy does, lucky you with Amy, not too far away from the Triple M MVP award from Mungle Brutes. Saints at figure you'd think with a 40-point win over the Tigers, 9-8-62 to Richmond 2-10-22. Mungle Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. The Triple M MVP leaderboard after round 14, Ollie Wines on 20, Marcus Oliver on 17. Let's have a listen to the Saints as they wander into the rooms. Saints won every quarter. 9-8-62 to Richmond, 2-10-22. Choice Hotels around the grounds. Chewy, a little summation from you, please, Big Daddy.
Well, some records here. Richmond's lowest score under Damien Hardwick and their lowest score at the Melbourne Cricket Ground since 1927. And Luke Dunstan, leading ball winner, 32 disposals, equal PB, 11 clearances and a major.
1927, Chew.
Lowest score at the G since 1927 for the Tigers.
Wow, that's an extraordinary stat, that is. Good 1927. Stat, Chiefy, you got the votes?
I have.
What are you thinking?
We give a few apologies first.
Okay.
A couple of guys down back that I thought played really solid games tonight for St Kilda were Jimmy Webster and also Jack Sinclair. Couldn't fit him in. Apologies also.
Jimmy Webster after that incident.
Yeah, it doesn't get you.
Went back with the fly.
Yeah, he was good.
Set the game up.
It was terrific.
Didn't give him a vote.
No. Apologies. Apology also to Stevie Baker, who I thought was really, really good in the, preamble. He was outstanding. I gave one vote to Paddy Ryder, Duke, the big ruckman. He dominated. He took 7 marks around the ground, but it's the way he distributed the ball at the stoppages, and that's why they dominated the Tigers tonight. I gave 2 to Captain Fantastic. Jack Steele does it every week, doesn't he? 25 possessions, but 9 clearances and 9 tackles. He leads the way, and he just keeps producing. And it was impossible not to go Luigi Dunstan. With his 32 possessions and a goal and his presence out on the ground, thought he was a terrific player tonight for the Saints.
Well done, Chiefy. That's the Triple M MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. So that's it. Luigi Dunstan gets the vote. St Kilda win it by 40 points. What's on tomorrow, Dars?
Tomorrow I will be back at the footy tomorrow night for the Bombers in Melbourne and a little bit of family time tomorrow, Howie, which I'm looking forward to.
Anything planned?
Nothing as of yet, Terry. Walk Dennis to Staffy. Normally start the day. I'll be probably up a little bit earlier than the Chief, I imagine.
Okay.
Probably out of bed a little bit early. Sunday footy would be good. The junior game's back on. They've given an extra game here in Melbourne for the ones we've missed. So I'm looking forward to that on a Sunday.
Who's your young bloke playing on Sunday?
Playing as Vic Metro, Vic Country game on the weekend.
Where's that?
On Sunday down at Werribee.
Do you get front and centre or do you like to hang back?
Oh, I'm more of you behind the coffee cart, about 10 rows
back.
But nice to be there. Always good to support all the four kids if they're playing sport.
My word.
Good to be there.
What about you, Noodles? You got netball on tomorrow?
No, netball season's finished, Howard. So Oz kick tomorrow. Yeah, they've got 2 seasons this season because they missed out on last year being COVID. So
who's got the Oz kick? Young Jude, has he?
Yes, he has tomorrow. So hopefully it's not too wet in the morning. But
and when do you go away with the lovely Christina for a bit of romance up the snow?
After we do Sunday afternoon football, West Coast up against the Western Bulldogs, we'll hit the road and we'll spend probably the night. I think she's booked something in Mansfield.
Oh.
And then we'll head to the mountain in the morning.
Right. Well, you know, we're not calling the game on Sunday. We just got a pre-game. You didn't know that, did you? It's in my friend.
No,
you can leave earlier, my boy.
I can.
We can just, you'll be done at 3:10, big boy.
We're just winning, Chief. Just the life gets better and better.
That'll be an extra one for him.
I'm thinking of the stats. He might need an IV drip, I reckon, by the time.
He's genuinely excited.
He's gone too far.
Are you skiing or snowboarding up there?
I'll be skiing, Howard.
When
I first went to skiing, I rang Duke because he's a genuine skier. And I said, what's best? And he goes, you've got to go skiing.
Okay, good advice. What about...
I don't think they make boards that small anyway.
What about you, Chewy? What's happening out at Point Cook tomorrow?
I've got a double header tomorrow, Collingwood Freo, then Bombers v Melbourne. But Sunday off, Howie, because you said we're only doing the preview, so full
That's
day
right.
off. Some quality family.
What are you going to do? Have you organised it?
I haven't organised
it. Gunbuyer Park or
something? Just going to embrace every minute that I have
good
off on
man,
Sunday.
You deserve it. And what about you, Chiefy?
Massive day. Massive day, Howie. I've got to fill in for Billy, who decided to take a holiday on the rub tomorrow.
Right.
Then I've got to do the Port Adelaide Sydney game on Fox.
Yeah.
I'm trying to squeeze in a brunch date in the morning. And I'm supposed to have a late evening date as well, but I don't know if I'll get them both in.
It's a warning style operation for you tomorrow.
We'll see how we go.
We've inspired the Chief, Nate. I think it's got to him, I think.
Yeah, I think he needs a companion.
Yep.
Mate, this Bumble thing's on fire.
This Bumble thing is on fire. I think we're done here, aren't we? I think we're probably...
I hope so.
An extra one for Brownie. Yeah, here.
I don't think that needs to go into the podcast.
It's 3 a day.
She's all done. She's all done here. St Kilda 9-8-62. Too good for the Tigers. 2-10-22. A 40-point lead to... A 40-point win to St Kilda in front of 14,787 people. Have a wonderful weekend. If you're on the roads, drive carefully. Give your mum a hug. Give your loved ones a hug as well. For McDonald's Marine Mott World. Well done to the Saints. Triple M Rocks footy.